Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're with you right here on Sports Grid Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh. Right now, the Major League Baseball Board has the Guardians striking first on Baltimore. Miami up 2-0 on San Diego. Nerfy comes in, Washington, Cincy, as well as Pittsburgh, Detroit. Phillies are threatening in the bottom of the first against the Boston Red Sox. I want to bring some golf into the fold here. We've got Brady Cannon, of course, to help us do just that. The 3M Open this week is a tournament. Usually, I feel, Brady, we'll see some marquee names at the top. With respect to Chris Goddard, who's had himself a couple of good weeks here, I don't think that's the kind of name I would expect to see as the favorite at the 3M Open. I just want to start. Maybe I'm wrong. Please tell me if I am. Or is this a lighter field than you usually would see at a 3M?
Yeah, I would agree with you. It seems like we have seen a little bit more star power in the past. Now, Tony Finau's there, but you know he has not been the Tony Finau that we're used to and a former winner of this event. It seems like we get more of a sprinkling of stars here typically, but I also understand these guys have been overseas for 2 weeks in a row. It's interesting that you mentioned Goddard. I actually am looking to fade Chris Goddard this week, despite how hot he's been. He won, obviously, the Scottish Open 2 weeks ago and just finished third at the Open Championship. And this guy is absolutely flying high, cloud nine right now. And on top of all that, there's Ryder Cup talk. This guy's, you know, that close to Scottie Scheffler in the eyes of many just after a couple weeks of golf, right? And here he is, the favorite coming to this is uncharted waters for Chris Goddard. He's got 2 PGA Tour wins in his lifetime. And I like the kid, and I hope he continues to do well. But it's like, wait, is this a little bit too much too fast? So I'm going to try and find a market to go against him this week.
Yeah, I think that is, you know, totally fair. You mentioned Scotty. We'll talk some more options. I just want to – it's really selfish, too. I just want your perspective on the Scotty versus Tiger stuff. And I understand Tiger is significantly more entertaining. That's fine. But in terms of comparing the two players, is that a fair comparison? Or do you still feel that there are some, and listen, this will always happen. Like there are some who say what Scott is doing is more impressive because of the competition. Where do you land on Scotty versus Tiger? Because that is clearly a conversation right now after Scotty dominating this past weekend.
I think the competition thing is real. I think Tiger had Ernie Els, he had Phil Mickelson, he had Sergio Garcia, maybe Vijay Singh in there a little bit, and it wasn't a whole lot else, it seems. You know, a lot of times he was going up against, I can't even remember the guy's last name now, Chris finished runner-up in the Masters a couple times, Bob May, you know, like good players, but not Rory McIlroy that's winning career Grand Slam type of stuff. So I think the competition is better for Scotty, and I do believe the comparisons are certainly warranted. Now, Scotty needs to do it for probably another 10 years before we really say, okay, yeah, he's equal if not better, and then we start to add up how many major championships he has and all of that other stuff. I think he probably will complete the career Grand Slam in the next couple of years, if not in the next 12 months. All he needs now is the U.S. Open. Tiger, I would say, is probably more entertaining because he has more charisma. He has more swagger, you know, the red shirt and the muscles and the aura that he brought, the presence and the intimidation factor. And also, I remember, you know, being in that, you know, 25 years ago, Tiger used to really annoy me because all he did was win. And I was like, gosh, I just want to see some drama. I want to see Phil challenge him. I want to see some magic down the stretch and have Tiger pull it out in miracle-like fashion, like Rory just did at the Masters, you know, when something is really compelling like that. Scotty sucks the drama right out of the golf tournament as well. He just doesn't do it with all the panache that Tiger used to. So I think the way they go about their business is very, very similar. It just is perceived differently. It looks differently. It has a different feel to it. But Tiger was a fantastic front runner. I think it was 34 times or something like that, 37 maybe, that he had the 54-hole lead that he went on to win. Scotty's now done it 11 times in a row, or 10 times. 10 times in a row that he's had the 54-hole lead. He's gone on to win, the 10th time being this past weekend at Royal Portrush. So I think the parallels are endless, really. You look at the stats. There's a number of numbers and situations and accomplishments that are nearly identical. I think it's more so the personality, really, that makes us think one is different from the other.
Yeah, which I know is a part of the Scotty lore, interestingly enough. Let's get to some of the bets for the people, because I don't want to then I start, you know, giving all my thoughts. I think it's a very fascinating thing, but I know people, if they see Brady, they're like, great, we're going to get golf picks. And all of a sudden, Kevin's giving his Scotty take, and I'll save people from that.
It's just as good, man, you know? I mean, everybody wants to go right to the picks, but, you know, I write for a living, too, and sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my time waxing poetically.
Well, no, I don't think you are, because all right, fine. So I think it's fascinating. I think one of the things that Scotty lacks, to me, is a true rival. Because I think Rory, while at the Masters, that was a great moment, it still feels like you look at Rory in most of these events, like, well, that's not going to get it done. Bryson only shows up once every, you know, four times a season because he's over at LIV. Rahm, same thing. Also, I still can't get a handle on how good Rahm is, relatively speaking, right now. Victor Hovland 2 years ago was supposed to be a supernova. I don't even know if he's good at golf anymore. Colin Morikawa 3 years before that. I don't know if he has any win pedigree. Xander Schauffele a year ago. I don't remember. Have we talked about Xander Schauffele all season? Not that I remember. So who is supposed to be Scotty's rival? Again, maybe it was more so I was at a distance, but I feel like I heard more about Vijay Singh and Phil Mickelson during those Tigers run. I was younger, sure, but like, who is Scotty's rival? I think that is missing. Because if he's not going to bring it, you need the Brooks Koepka, the other guy, to poke and prod. And who is that guy?
I think the best candidate, I mean, it's an easy answer to say Rory McIlroy, right? But I really think the best candidate is John Rahm. And you mentioned he's on LIV, and that's really unfortunate because I think if Rahm was going head-to-head with Scotty more often than just four times a year, we would get more of that developing. I mean, Rahm is one heck of a player. He wasn't completely right at Portrush. He had nearly everything right at Oakmont. He just couldn't make a putt. He was better than Scotty at Oakmont, really. He was better than a lot of people. If he would have been able to putt that week, he would have won. Rory seems to go hot and cold. I think, you know, a lot of people will tell you that Rory's A game is better than anybody else's A game. And I'm not so sure that's not true. It just doesn't seem like we get it consistently. So right now, I think the big three is certainly Rahm, Rory, and Scotty. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't get to see that play out all the time.
Yeah. All right, Brady, with the time that we have left, and I love the conversation, where are you at for this 3M Open?
I started with a couple of 35-1 shots, Taylor Pendrith and Max Gracerman. Gracerman is a guy that I've been, you know, loving to go against here for a long time, but I think the timing might be right. The guy's finished runner up four times, and he finished runner up at this course not too long ago. So he could be ready to get it done. Then a couple of longer shots, Emiliano Grillo and Kevin Yu. and then Rico Hoey and Andrew Putnam, and then finally a triple-digit bomb on Kevin Roy, who came up just short for us a couple weeks ago at the John Deere Classic.
Awesome. Appreciate it as always, Brady. We'll be tuned in to the 3M Open certainly this week. We're going to take a quick break. We'll update you on that Major League Baseball board right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, back with you right here on Sports Grid. 2-0 Phils with Castellanos getting a single. Marsh, catcher's interference. Wow.
Bryce Harper's running still home.
It's Tom Vecchio's here. Tom Vecchio. The proper introduction, future The Kevin Walsh Show guest, Tom Vecchio, is here.
You know what would be funny? If you just keep introducing me as future guest and then I just never, ever go on the show.
It'll be funny until you're like, what's going on here? I think he doesn't like me. So don't worry. We'll sort all that out. Let me just start here because there's a couple of NFL things I want to get to with Tom. There's a lot going on right now in the National Football League, training camp starting. But Tom, Major League Baseball board, what are you on? I'm sure you got a couple of things. To me there.
So we need Kyle Schwarber to come through with a hit. We also need Kyle Tucker to come through with a hit, my hit parlay that I tweeted out earlier. I'm on the Astros full, Astros first five, Brewers first five, Cardinals full, and then I'm not going back to the Cubs at that price after last night.
All right. No trust. I actually kind of dipped into your bag. I played the Cubs and the Rays in a money line parlay, just kind of – I don't know. Like, I certainly wasn't going to get bet one of them. It's just like the two most, they have an advantage teams tonight. I paired them together. So that's one of the ways that I am attacking this board. Also went with the Bad Pirates to beat the Tigers again. They are up 2-0. Yankees jumped on Toronto with, and not how you would anticipate. Four batters in, it's 3-0. Aaron Judge, the lone man to not contribute. He struck out. Jazz Chisholm with the three-run shot. Trent Grisham on his way, if you did play his hit-run RBI tonight on this slate. And that's where we are with the Major League Baseball board. We're going to stick around. There's a couple of NFL things I wanted to get to. And I gave Tom a challenge. Not a challenge. We asked Tom, as a team, if he could give us his top six rushing offenses heading into this upcoming season. Now, Tom, did you pick six teams or did you 1-6 it?
I have them 1-6 essentially.
Okay. We're going to put a pin in that. All right. I promise we're going to get to it, but listen, I know people are waiting for the top six rushing offenses. I want to start with the Terry McLaurin news. Doesn't report. I still think this is going to get done. So I'm a little surprised he didn't show up. It gave me a tick of hesitation. What did you make of Terry McLaurin not showing up?
It's an issue. And, you know, I keep coming back. Like, we talked about this last week, and I said, you know, just get it done by August 1st. Get it done by August 1st. I'll have the full training camp. You need the reps there. You need all these things. And this is what I keep, like, I keep having this internal thought about star players not getting it done. And I keep coming back to the same thing. Every offseason, Schefter or Rapoport will tweet out, so-and-so team restructures a deal with a player, and they freed up $18 million of cap space because now it's a signing bonus. The NFL salary cap doesn't exist. Sign the players, and in 3 years, restructure Terry's deal and give him the money as a signing bonus, which is what half the teams do. He's going to get his money. He's worth the money, especially that you want to have him as the consistent option in that offense. And then in 3 years, when the cap changes, restructure his deal, and poof, you got $12 million of cap space freed up, and now it's just you awarded to him as a signing bonus. It's over here. It's over there. Tomato, tomato. Give him the money. Get him at camp and stop messing around.
Now, if you think the Terry McLaurin stuff is frustrating, stay right in that division and just think about everything the Dallas Cowboys are doing. Jane Slater caught up with Micah Parsons and Trevon Diggs, actually, at their first practice today. Parsons was asked about the Jerry Jones comments where he was pretty negative at, I mean, he was prodding Micah a little bit. Here was Parsons' response to those comments from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
I know you and Jerry have a pretty close relationship, and I know you have respect for each other, but stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
Nah, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him get on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him. You know, so I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So I'm going to just control my teammates, keep boosting it, and, you know, we're just going to keep playing together.
Let me just say this. Okay, as that was playing, Tom Vecchio made the same exact face that I made the first time I heard that. So, because Mike Parsons does not sound all too pleased with Jerry Jones. So I ask you this, Tom. Scale of 1 to 10. Chances Micah Parsons is not playing for the Dallas Cowboys week one of this upcoming NFL season. Scale of 1 to 10.
Right now, it's a 3.
Okay.
And
not
it's
a 0.
Three, maybe, yeah, it's not a 0. 3 or 4. And listen, when we talk about contract stuff or when we talk about whatever it might be, literally anything in the NFL, there has to be a separate caveat when we're talking about the Cowboys because Jerry Jones is terrible. So, like, this owner didn't pay this player, and then, they eventually got him signed, whatever it might be. Anytime we're dealing with the Cowboys, you need to have an asterisk next to it because Jerry Jones doesn't know what he's doing. Happened last year with CeeDee Lamb, happened with Dak Prescott. Whatever it might be, it's always a different situation when it comes to Dallas. So, right now, like, concern level, if you're a Cowboys fan, I would say it's a 3 or 4 that he's not playing week one.
Yeah, I think that is a strong number. I think, to me, this is my biggest thing. That should be a 0. It should be absolutely, because he should already be signed. And I think if you are Parsons, any leeway that you wanted to extend to Dallas, that lessens the more Jerry talks. So now Parsons may be more inclined to, you know what, I'm not playing week one, man. Because of the way Jerry appears to be antagonizing. The top 6 rushing offenses for next season and a potential final bounce back spot. Talk about it next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Game Time Decisions with you on this Tuesday night. We are joined by Tom Vecchio. Tom, there is a player who very well could be entering his last season in the National Football League. So he very well may have shown up for his final training camp today. And that would be Travis Kelce. Mm. And I think the reality on Travis Kelce entering into this season is he would not be needed to be elite. Even if he can't be anymore, they may not need him to be because Xavier Worthy enters year number two and Rashee Rice was supposed to be back in full effect. Well, Rashee Rice is very likely to be suspended for the first month, if not more, of the season. So if you remove that, and now instead of saying Worthy's definitely going to get better, there maybe is a level of hesitation. And if you grab the first four games of the season for Kansas City, they play the Chargers in Brazil, Philadelphia, go to the Giants, and then play the Baltimore Ravens. It's not easy. Do you think that this team can rely on what level? Can they rely on Travis Kelce, Tom, heading into this upcoming season?
I want to say that Travis Kelce will be, I want to say, the foundation of their offense, right? And you have growth from a Worthy. Like when Rice comes back, you have him, Hollywood Brown being there from the start. So he's the foundation of the offense, and he will hopefully do as is needed. So he will. Oh, we need to have 50 yards and four catches and one touchdown. Sure. You need to have 9 catches and 80 yards and no touchdown. Sure. Because the other pieces of the offense are moving. So as long as he's consistent, that's what I would like to see from a betting perspective, from all these perspectives. Like if he's consistent, he doesn't need to be explosive. He doesn't even have a massive ceiling year where he has 1,000 yards and 9 catches every game. But if he's consistent, that will make the rest of the offense dangerous because it's like, okay, we have our safety net. Now we can expand on Xavier Worthy. Now we can expand once Rice comes back, and we can do all these things, and that will make their offense better overall if you have at least a foundation in place.
Yeah, my take on Kelce, I think he actually could be in line for a bounce-back season with Rice clearing out. His 725.5 receiving yards prop is a number that he has never gone under in his career. He has at least 820 yards in every single season of his career. But if you look at his past two seasons, under 1,000 receiving, it coincides with Mahomes slowing up. If Mahomes is going to ramp up, maybe that then can coincide with Kelce ramping up, especially in that touchdown department. All right, Tom, top 6 rushing offenses heading into the NFL season. What's that list look like?
Ravens, Eagles.
Number one?
Ravens number one.
Whoa!
Better than the Eagles in basically every metric last year.
Whoa! All right.
Better yards per attempt. More yards overall and in fewer attempts overall and more yards per game if you want to keep it simple. So Ravens, Eagles, Lions, and then this is where it gets interesting because we can make a case for a number of teams. I like the Packers. I think we make a case for the Falcons there.
Okay.
And then this last spot is where it gets a little bit dicey. Bucks/Bills because I'm very high on Bucky Irving. And I think James Cook is a good running back, but James Cook is also not the type of running back where you're like, oh, he's going to give us 1,400 yards at a minimum. And if things go well, it's like, he's gotten to 1,100 yards. He barely got to 1,000 last year. I think he's good personally, And with the Josh Allen factor, like, okay, maybe he doesn't need to have 1,500 yards every season, but at least he's going to be a healthy aspect of their offense.
I actually do think that the Baltimore ranking is fine because I think Lamar is that special, but I think the Eagles' offensive line is better enough. But that's not what – here's my favorite question and really what led to us asking you this, and I appreciate you playing along. Mm. Any consideration for the New York Jets?
I mean, I would have them – I can make the case for them to be like an 8, 9, 10, 12, somewhere around there. Like, they're not like 30, they're not 25, but they are going to be in the upper half, definitely.
I would say, I would say this, and I've gained more respect for Josh Jacobs as, you know, we did the running back list on the podcast, we've talked about it. I think the Packers being comfortably inside, right? Like, I could see them and the Jets being a battle. I think Buffalo should be comfortably, I think Buffalo should actually be like third. I think there's a lot of security with Buffalo. I think it's going to be a heck of an NFL season. We'll talk about it with Tom as it gets closer and closer. Let's talk a little college football. You know who is up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions with you on this Tuesday night. Major League Baseball board fills up 4-0. Schwarber has himself a solo shot. Toronto gets one back from the New York Yankees as that one is 3-1. Pittsburgh extend 3-0 on Detroit. Angel Martinez, 2+ hit run RBI. It's 2-0 Guardians. Tampa Bay has him juiced. They could open it up against the White Sox. Reds lead 1-0. On the Nats, Chase Burns has it going early with 6 Ks through 3 innings, just 1 hit allowed. Angels score first against the New York Mets. Nurphy comes in, Braves, Giants. That is where we are on the Major League Baseball board. We are now joined, though, by Joe Lisi, folks, because college football is around the corner. Joe, it is great to see you. It is incredible just how close we truly are.
I can't believe it. Actually, what, 31 days since August 23rd? It's going to be a great week zero slate. I tell you, I miss you, buddy. I want to talk college football. Week zero, week one, him. I can't wait. Getting juiced up.
Now, last time we had Joe, we talked a little SEC, and we're going to talk some Big Ten today, but I figure, considering Lisi's here, considering the background, considering the news, the Honey Badger did retire today, Lisi, and I think anyone would agree, but certainly you, the best moments of his career came in the purple and gold, playing at LSU in Baton Rouge, where he was a legitimate Heisman candidate. And I just wondered your thoughts with Tyrann Mathieu hanging it up, no longer going to be with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, one of the best college corners and just ball hawks that we've seen. And we talk about LSU, now known as Wide Receiver U, with all the talent that they put out. But prior to that, it was the Honey Badger, Patrick Peterson, Morris Claiborne, and all the great DBs for LSU down in Baton Rouge. He was always around the football, a game changer, gave it 150%. And even on the NFL level, I mean, transformed really the position. They crept him up on the line of scrimmage. He was utilized in run blitzes. Just a great player, and hate to see him go, but I'm sure he'll be in broadcasting before you know it.
So now let's get over to the Big Ten. Lisi, we did have the media days. And, you know, there's some teams who are going to want to nip at the heels of the big boys, right, who could potentially find their way in. What I think's interesting is the Big Ten poll came out, I believe the coaches poll, and it's not the reigning national champions receiving the most votes. It's Penn State and Drew Aller getting a lot of buzz for the Big Ten.
Well, it has to be, Kev, because think about returning quarterbacks for Oregon and Ohio State. You have first-year starters, Dante Moore and whoever wins the job at Ohio State, right? And Drew Aller is the most experienced quarterback coming back with the two top running backs that Ohio State had last year in Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson. Now you have Katron Allen and Nate Singleton. So it's the same type of offense that they had similar to Ohio State. It's do or die for James Franklin right now. It really is. I'm sorry. There is no margin of error. There's no more excuses. You made it to the college football playoff against Notre Dame. You had two gimme games that they were able to walk through and basically hand them a semifinal playoff position. Now they have to beat the big boys. They have to take care of business against Ohio State. You can't lead 10-0 in your stadium and throw for 120 yards and be completely handcuffed in the second half. That can't happen anymore. There's no margin of error. They deserve on paper to be there, but now they have to step up. And again, when you look at Ohio State, it's not just the offense. Jeremiah Smith is there, but losing Jim Knowles to Penn State, I mean, really takes a step back for Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. They're a 10.5 win total. I would sell it immediately. I'm going under. I think they're a 10-2 football team at best.
So let's stick then with that Ohio State notion, Joe, because it's not just Jim Knowles who leaves, and maybe that's the most impactful because where he lands with Penn State, it's also Chip Kelly who ends up leaving and now is with the Vegas Raiders as an offensive coordinator. And a lot of people feel as the turnaround for the Buckeyes, a lot of that was Chip Kelly and the way that he adjusted for this football team. Yet there's still so much buzz, I think, around this offense because Jeremiah Smith really did take college football by storm last year. And we have another two seasons, assuming in Columbus, being one of the best players in the country. Selling Ohio State for you, is that about the offense, the defense, the schedule? What is the reason why?
It's everything. It's exactly what you said here. You have new first-year starters at the running back position. You have a new quarterback. And again, you talk about Chip Kelly and Matt Patricia on the defensive side of the ball. And even though they're experienced play callers now, Patricia in the NFL, we talk about understanding talent. Play callers, defense, whether they're running the same type of scheme or not, they're like pitchers. They have to get into a rhythm. Could take a couple of games to get into that rhythm. Could take a month. Might not ever happen. Look at the situation with the Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL side. They never were consistent from the start of the season to the end of the season, offensively and defensively, a couple of years ago. Again, they have to understand coordinators, how that talent responds in game situations, and then they might be more or less aggressive than Chip Kelly and Jim Knowles last year, right? So let's say on first down, Jim Knowles wants to play, zone. What happens if Patricia wants to start with man-to-man and start like that? You get different results based off the play calls, and that rhythm could take a whole season to develop. I'm willing to bet against it. The only team that has modern day, we've seen coordinators move on and just rotate, right? Like that machine was Nick Saban in Alabama, right? Where he was able to take Brian Dable, Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, all the defensive coordinators and never miss a beat. But that is not the norm. And that's why I think it's an outlier. I'm willing to sell them.
And let's be clear on Ohio State, because you're right. Bama was a machine. Ohio State wasn't a machine last season. Ohio State was a football team who some people were annoyed they were even in the playoff kind of because of that uninspiring result to Michigan. I understand that they were bulldozer style in a lot of those football games, you know, down the stretch, but it's not a team. It's such a great point, Joe. They are nowhere near Saban's group. And I'll say on top of this, right, you bring up the Philly point, which is a good one. Even Detroit, the Lions are going to go through it this year with the changing coordinators. The thing is, at times in the National Football League, where we don't, do we know Ben Johnson's great? Do we know Aaron Glenn is great? I know that Chip Kelly, as an offensive coordinator in college football, is slam dunk. I know that Jim Knowles, as a defensive coordinator in college football, is slam dunk. So that is so concerning. And that's maybe another reason why, Lisi, that poll looked the way it did, giving Penn State that love.
Yeah, and think about it. Jim Knowles didn't transform Ohio State's defense in one season. Took a couple of years, yeah. Right? Now, Penn State's defense happens to be the strong suit of that unit over the past couple of years. They've went through Tom Allen and Manny Diaz. So that was the mainstay in the consistency. What do you get out of Cole Wickie and this offense right now? It's up to Drew Aller. I can't have 120 yards, or I can't have Drew Aller throwing for 30 yards and hitting his tight end on every play and can't hit a wideout in a big game. That cannot happen in 2025. Just can't.
No, but the Knowles point is relevant to Penn State. Look, I'm not, you know, there in my preparation. I know who I like to win the Big Ten, but that's something that'll be in the back of my head is, you know, Jim Knowles being there is great for Penn State, but is it great immediately? Is it great? Is it good enough to get this team to a national championship? Those are the questions. There's a lot of other relevant teams in the Big Ten, like Michigan, like Nebraska, Wisconsin. We'll talk about it next with Joe Lisi on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Taking a look at the Big Ten, where could there be some value? We'll reset your Major League Baseball board in just a little bit. If you want to root in that Major League Baseball board, Sports Grid is not shy of options in-game live, but also Carver and Lisi will be starting at 8 o'clock. We have one half of the fantastic radio show that is Carver and Lisi with Joe Lisi here with us right now. Are your eyes wandering at all, Joe? Are you following any baseball right now?
I am. I have my eye boots on the ground in Philadelphia with the Boston Red Sox and Phillies. This Sanchez, I hope they wrap him around a telephone pole tonight. Let's go up over 10.5 runs. How about that? I'm tired of these unders.
You might need the Phils to get all. Oh, Red Sox put one into the seats. Rob Refsnyder.
Whoa. There we go. All right.
Wow. And you shall receive. All right. So listen, as I collect myself, because, you know, that just brings a smile. Let's hear from one of Lisi's favorite coaches in the Big Ten about the expectations that are awaiting for Nebraska this upcoming college football season.
It's a much different feeling when you walk in with a bunch of guys that now they know they're good. And some of them, they're the same players. They're just good because they're a year into the system. And that 250-pound guy is now 280-pound guy. So I'm an incrementalist. I believe in just getting a little bit better every year. I got great news. Nothing that happened last year carries over into this year. And that's a good thing, right? Like the Iowa loss at the end of the year was really, really probably painful. But sometimes it's the pain you need. It's the pain that spurs you forward in the offseason when, you know, guys get a little bit complacent. And there's no complacency at the University of Nebraska right now. Our guys all understand that we've got good enough players. Well, we have an excellent roster. We're fast. We're explosive. We've got veterans where we need to. We're good on the lines. We've got great coaches. But we're going to have to go perform. And that performance comes from guys owning it and not listening to anything else, not listening to the guy in the locker room complaining, like shutting all that up and saying, hey, Husker football, it's about performance. It's about us going out there and getting it done.
There's some buzz, Lisi. There's some buzz. He says the roster's good enough. He says the 250-pound guys are up to 280. I tell you, now, that's the kind of encouragement I like. Okay, Dubs, when he went from 250 to 280, it wasn't as exciting to everybody else. I'm just putting that in the back pocket. 7.5 win total. Matt Rhule, any love?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this. When you made that transition, the technique and footwork was still there. Let me tell you, coming off a firing out on all cylinders. Let me tell you, I saw it firsthand. Biggest thing Matt Rhule did was get back to a ball game, right? They were 7-6 last year. They got over the hump, but he transformed the interior line. And that's the biggest thing. When you look a couple of years ago, they were giving up 190 rushing yards per game. Past couple of seasons, 92 rushing yards per game allowed on the defensive side of the ball. And last year, right around 100. They continue that type of development. With Dominic Raiola and a 7.5 win total, sky's the limit. Now, was Raiola like, you know, the all-world five-star Jaden Daniels type of athlete that we thought? No, he had growing pains, but now in year number two, he should exceed and overachieve. And again, 7.5, if this team gets to 9, potentially 10, they can be there with that defense.
Yeah, I think, Joe, it's a really interesting football team. I think Michigan, though, is one of the most interesting in the country. Because of the hype on Bryce Underwood, is that still the expectation that we will see Bryce Underwood as the starter for Michigan football this upcoming season? Because I know that they ended up bringing in, who did they end up bringing in for Michigan this upcoming season? Did they not bring in a name for that quarterback room?
Now you got me crazy. Now I'm trying to think. What do you mean, like a big-time recruit? Bryce Underwood
was the guy. But that's not helping me in the back.
Garcia.
No. Jake Garcia from
his. No. You know, they brought in Mikey Keene from Fresno.
Yeah, Mikey Keene.
Who's Garcia. Jake Garcia? I have no idea. They brought in Mikey Keene after Mikey Keene played them. They were on the radar when they covered that. Garcia, I have no idea. I don't know.
This guy, Jake Garcia, is working at State Farm. Come on.
Let me tell you. Bryce Underwood has to be the starter. You don't recruit him and lure him away from LSU. Give him a boatload of money and then put him on the pine for Mikey Keene that transferred from Fresno State. Mikey Keene is a dual threat. He's a good quarterback. But Bryce, you live and die with Bryce Underwood this year. You have to. There is no way that this team is going to go anywhere and compete for a 10-win season. And here's the thing. They got one of the easiest schedules. Let me ask you this. If they, let's just say, go 8-4, is he on the hot seat?
I don't know. I mean, they have to trend up. I think no, because you're going to – you know why? Because you have to keep Bryce Underwood there. And I don't think you start firing coaches, Lisi, and that starts to – you know, that opens up the portal.
But, Kev, you're talking about elite. You go to the national championship game, you win. You regress in year one. You regress in year two. When do you make that assessment whether Sherrone Moore is the guy that can lead your team to the next level? Do you wait for year number three and Penn State and Oregon and Ohio State have surpassed you? They're worth a 10-1 number. It's just, what does this offense look like this year with Bryce Underwood? Are they going to give him the keys to the bus to allow him to be the type of player that he was in high school? If so, then the 10-1 number is worthy. The quarterback with the most pressure right now has to be Dante Moore and Drew Aller. Those are the two guys. Moore transfers in for Dylan Gabriel. You go 13-0 in the regular season. You better step up and not be the player that you were in UCLA in year one.
Yeah, I mean, Aller coming back. I think there's so much on Drew Aller's plate. But, I mean, look, Dante Moore could be electric. Lisi, I look forward to breaking this all down. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a couple of Jake Garcia games we could break down as well. I need those Heisman odds. All right, we'll get you some Tuesday tanks. Carver and Lisi starts in 10. Make sure you're there. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, with you right here on Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions. Always a treat to have Lisi stop by. Really appreciate everybody who's been in the mix. Brady Cannon, of course, Tom Vecchio, Coach James Young, getting us set here for tonight's action. Let's just re-rack and reset where we need to, see maybe if we put any winners on the board just yet. Best bets tonight, Chicago Sky team total over the 71.5. As they match up with the Minnesota Lynx, the W is back. Yarnell goes to the W as well. He's backing the Mystics against the Sparks. That game is underway. Washington up 10 at the end of that first quarter. Let's root. Manny Machado win for Casino Chris. Need a little bit of juice out of that Padres group right now. They do trail the Marlins 2-1. That one is through 5. I think Machado is due up, though, next inning. Maybe he'll put one into the seats. Cubs on the run line for AJ, as he's going to fade Rich Hill, which is a little bit of a theme here. For myself, Nico Hoerner put one in the seats. That's plus 870 going up against Rich Hill. Francisco Alvarez for Chris, that is in action. James Wood for Sam, that is in action. Josh Lowe, 6-1 for AJ in action as well. Chase Burns did work out of a little bit of trouble. I'm fascinated to see if he goes back out there. He had an outs recorded prop of 15.5. He has 5 innings. He's given up 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 9 Ks, only 70 pitches. I would imagine Chase Burns gets another go here, especially since they let him face Abrams and Wood a third time. I would think Burns continues to pitch for Cincinnati despite losing at the moment 3-1. In that game, the Major League Baseball card for me, Pirates in action, up 5-0 on Detroit. Pirates don't look now all of a sudden handling what was the team with the best record in Major League Baseball. We're on the under 8.5. Phil's Red Sox goes head-to-head with Lisi, and we didn't even know it. Still to come, Diamondbacks Astros under the 8.5. As you have got, I think, a double bounce back spot for Eduardo Rodriguez and the excellent Framber Valdez getting the ball for Houston. We have that Rays Cubs moneyline parlay. And then the game that headlined our show from the top, it's Logan Gilbert versus Jacob Mizorowski. The Milwaukee Brewers at 60-40 enter today's slate with the best record in the bigs, looking for a 12th consecutive victory. And a number of these wins have been coming as an underdog. I thought this would lead to myself getting a better price on the Mariners' money line. I didn't think that was the case. With the streak, Mizorowski's potential name, the Mariners continue to run. They're now above minus 130, actually, when you start to look around the market. I didn't want to pay that price. I didn't think I'd have to pay that price. I'm seeing 136 in one area. I laid the run line at plus 177. Looking to get a plus price here for the Mariners to get the job done And if they get the job done, they get it done in a major way. We'll see. Perhaps Cal Raleigh could start to piece things together, who has actually now, out of the break, recorded a couple of hits that are not home runs. Yet to homer, though, since the All-Star break, which is still something, of course, that we are tracking. Aaron Judge, though, also a gnarly 0-for-2, now really struggling to start this series against Toronto. And that brings his batting average all the way down to .347. Plenty of time for Aaron Judge to pop that back up to .350. Maybe within this game, not all hope is lost. Do not forget that we have in-game live coming up for you tonight, fully covering this board here of Major League Baseball action and a WNBA slate that is full of options, including Liberty Fever. I was a little bit interested in the Fever when they were up to 11. That is a dropping number we are seeing right now, down to even 9.5, I think, in a couple of spots there as they go up against New York and the Barclays Center. I passed on that game. I did play the Chicago Sky's team total over going up against the Minnesota Lynx, where I think you can see the combo of Reese and Cardoza continue to get job done despite the absence of Ariel Atkins. We'll see how this all plays out here for you. We appreciate everybody getting in the mix with us on Game Time Decisions on this Tuesday night. We'll, of course, be back in the fold on Thursday. Joe Ranieri, as always, will hold it down tomorrow. In-game live next right here on Sports Grid. Carver and Lisi, of course, on Sports Grid Radio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.